from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Back here on Fesco in the Morning, it is a way back Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Get it while it's hot. The boss does like to cancel things, so make sure you get it in while you can. That's what she said. 913-586-7610. Mac, who is
this? I was watching so
who?
Much of The Office last night. It was that one episode where, like, corporate comes in and Jim says to Michael, so the what she says is done. Yes. And he just keeps, and Michael finally goes, that's what she said.
That's what she said. It's going to be really hard, you know. It's going to last a long time.
That's right. That's what she said. Right, yeah. Like, it's so good. Like,
he can't help it.
The show is just, there's supposed to be a reboot, I guess, coming out.
Yeah.
And I guess he will not confirm or deny if he's going to be in it. Didn't we have The Office reboot when he left?
Terrible. I didn't watch the single episode.
I mean, it was bad. And I love Idris Elba, but he was not good in The Office for that, you know, that role or that character or whatever it was. Michael Scott was the show. And once he left the show, you should have left the show.
I did. Like, I've yet to see any episodes outside of my... Actually, that's a lie. I haven't seen the final season.
Yeah.
Like when they
I don't think
great.
I watched the final
when
season
they
either.
When they forced Robert California and Will Ferrell down my throat, I was out.
I don't even really remember that. I must not have been watching the final years either. Like, you start
twice,
to just
get your ass downstairs now.
Yeah.
Wow, Will Ferrell's here. Thanks. Will Ferrell was funny for like 3 years.
You know, after I love Will Ferrell and he makes me laugh. I think he's hysterical, but like, there hasn't been anything new. You know what I'm saying? Like, Anchorman was great, and then I was waiting for the next great after Anchorman. And the best thing that came after Anchorman was him at the Royals game yelling at Gene Lamont.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they were doing the Gene Lamont thing, Gene, and the Come On, Chen thing that took off. I mean, that became a thing here in Kansas City.
Come On, Chen. Yeah, I mean, Anchorman's great. Old School is fantastic. Talladega Nights is great. I know I'm an old man now. I'm 37 today, but Step Brothers,
Whoa.
Yeah, well, you're 26, man, so 25.
We best friends?
Yeah. I don't know. Just wasn't into it, but welcome
that's
in.
Fine. You don't have to be into everything. Like, I hate when you.
I love Elf. I love Elf.
Elf was fantastic. Oh,
other
Elf
than that,
is great.
Like, what, the good or the other guys? Like, yeah.
But like when
Anchorman 2.
Anchorman 2 was no good.
Trash.
Yeah.
Blades of Glory, trash.
Have you ever had a great sequel to anything? You know, like
Terminator 2.
Okay. That's
the Godfather.
Fair. Yeah, The Godfather.
Shrek 2.
Not Godfather 3, but I think for the most part, the sequels aren't that good. Like you have these expectations going in, and then all of a sudden they fall kind of flat on their face.
Stay at the top.
Like Caddyshack 2 apparently was airing the other day, and Pee-wee's Big Top, right? And somebody like I actually like like Caddyshack 2. Yeah. You like Caddyshack 2?
The only scene that's funny is when he goes into the meeting office and he takes the baseball bat to like everything in that guy's office.
I vaguely remember Caddyshack 2. I remember, was Jackie Mason was in Caddyshack 2, right?
He's a construction owner.
Yeah, but I don't really remember anything outside of Jackie Mason being in Caddyshack 2. That's how bad that movie was. And so maybe if I see it somewhere, I'll go back and watch it again. But like even Caddyshack 2 is embarrassed to have that streaming anywhere. That's how bad it is.
I want to say Step Brothers came out in 2008. Totally more your generation than mine.
That's true.
I was 10 when that came out. That
I was 18.
Yeah. That was aimed towards
you.
No,
I was 21. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, but like you made that statement, you didn't like Step Brothers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hate when people say, how could you not like that? Well, it's my taste. It's my opinion. I don't have to like everything because people tell me to like it, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot like the Dolphins offense. It came out blazing hot, and I was into it. And then after a while, I was like, dude, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Like when he starts calling him Mr. Doback at the dinner table, like I laughed hysterically. Like the opening scene when they're singing Sweet Child of Mine, hilarious. And then it gets like over the top, like the wife's like being super creepy to whatever. Yeah, All right, this is
You're out. Yeah, that's fine.
I think We Are the Millers is funnier than Step Brothers.
Oh, We Are the Millers. Wow. So
you're getting paid for this?
So years ago, we like got the kids when they were much younger, and we're like, let's have a family movie night. Let's watch We're the Millers. Right?
And you know, Bob lost it to Jennifer Aniston scene when she gets in the shower. Bob's like putting the pillow over his lap. What's that, honey?
Jen and I are like, we didn't realize this was bad like this. Like, you know, we're not one to shy away from our kids, you know, learning about life and
that
things.
Spider
of that
bite
nature,
seems pretty
right?
interesting.
But like, we're like, damn, that's like, we didn't realize it was that style of movie. I just thought it was more of a comedy than anything. I didn't realize it was raunchy like that. Anchorman was really good. Old School was fantastic. But like, I don't remember, like Will Ferrell hasn't had a hit in a very long time, but I still like, he makes me laugh. His face just makes me laugh every time I see him. So happy birthday, Will Ferrell, 37 today.
Okay. You can shove that right up your ass.
I think Will Ferrell's actually a part of our Way Back Wednesday that we just played.
Yeah.
That was for Dustin in Derby, Kansas. That was Despicable Me by Pharrell Williams. That was for his 4-year-old daughter. They're headed to training camp this morning.
Nice. Enjoy training camp. Let us know what you see so we can let that texter know.
Yeah, we got to let him know. Yellow jerseys.
Yeah.
Don't touch the quarterback.
Don't talk about a playoff team. Get back to football.
We will dive into that topic. We got lost.
We got a month
the
before football goes.
Semi-pro is better than We're the Millers. You, sir, have an opinion that I don't agree with.
That's
okay.
Fine. That's
we can
fine,
agree to
man.
Disagree.
Yeah.
I'm a very agree-disagree person.
Yeah. If you like something, that's all you. But, you know,
I don't
it doesn't
like
mean
Nickelback,
I have
but
to.
I can understand why people do.
Yeah, sure.
You're deaf.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
That's fine. Yeah.
Don't make matter taste matter of fact.
Oh, my.
There you go.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
That was from the depths of Max's soul.
Yeah, how long have you been holding on to that one?
That was like Wyatt Earp over here. Yeah. Holding shaking the hand by the pistol.
That was like Brioche, bro.
Brioche, bro.
Oh, God. That was funny. I had a guy at work yesterday morning. He goes, You know what our chicken club comes on? I go, huh? He goes, Brioche. I was like, yeah, Noah, there you go.
There it is.
He's
like,
Brioche, man. He goes, honestly, though, I really do love a brioche bun. I'm like, see how it works?
Yeah,
I was like, see how this goes?
See how the conversation
you
starts.
You throw a word out there and you just let it react like you're at a bar.
Right, exactly.
Which is exactly what we just did. Coming back on the other side.
Right.
We'll dive into
brioche.
Camp and Rasheed Rice. I promise. Fesco, Mac, Dusty.
I'd rather dive into brioche.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.